That little guy's face is forever etched in our memories, smiling, missing a tooth, holding up his hand-scrawled sign reading, "No more hurting people, peace." It's 8-year-old Martin Richard, the youngest victim of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. Soon, his memory will forever be etched in the Boston landscape as a new park will be named after him. Groundbreaking for the park in the South Boston Seaport, right on the water in the Innovation District, is later this summer.
Well, we started looking for a location, and this particular spot became available. It really was a no-brainer.
That is Bill Richard, Martin's dad. He met us at the Boston Children's Museum, next door to what will be Martin's Park.
The location, central to Boston, is perfect, and having it next to a museum that we've spent so much time as a family, and having so many kids already here who'll be able to use the park on a daily basis, is just really cool.
Really cool and necessary, some say, as the park will provide green space in this area booming with luxury condominiums and gleaming office towers. On a sunny, brisk day, we walked the park site with Boston Parks Commissioner Chris Cook and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh.
It's a perfect location when you think about innovation and the innovative district.
Right now, it's not much to look at. An empty grass field in front of a parking lot where buses are unloading excited school children headed to the Children's Museum. But Mayor Walsh sees what's not there yet. An acre of children playing on the giant slide or in the water play garden, both planned for the park. Parks Commissioner Chris Cook tells us he's most excited about the giant accessible ship all children can play in.
The different levels of the ship are actually going to be fully accessible for children who are in wheelchairs or have other mobility challenges. That ship, not only is it fun because kids love to play on that and activate those spaces, but it's also a nice nod to the heritage of Four Point Channel and Boston Harbor.
Children helped design the park, and Mayor Walsh predicts it'll become a major attraction.
This is going to be a destination point. Tourists from all over the world come here. People that live in our city come here. New churches open across the street here. New shopping plaza over here. There's a need for green space in this part of the city. It's going to be really incredible.
The idea for a children's park here has been around for at least 20 years, since the Children's Museum first approached the city about a park project. But it didn't become reality until Bill and Denise Richard stepped in. Through their foundation, named after their son Martin, they've raised most of the $13 million needed for the project, but still have about $2.5 million to go, mainly for a permanent fund to maintain the park. Inside the Children's Museum, as kids burned off energy on the giant indoor jungle gym near the lobby, Bill Richard told us he hopes the park will make visiting this area even more special.
What do you think Martin would like about this idea?
Well, Martin loved this place. He loved the Children's Museum, and there wasn't a park in Boston that he didn't enjoy. I mean, he was climbing before he could walk, and I think that for Martin, he just was such a big proponent of fair play that I think he would be happy to see is that if there's a young boy or girl in a wheelchair having a difficult time, that they can play on the same equipment that he could play on.
What do you hope this park brings to the community?
Well, this particular part of Boston really needed play space for kids. It's been lacking open space, and for us as a family and a foundation, you know, we just wanted to give something back to Boston for all the love and support that we've received. And there's just nothing more fulfilling for us than to have kids active and playing outside.
This Dorchester family has been fairly private since the marathon bombing, when Martin Richard was killed and his parents, Bill and Denise, and his sister Jane were injured. Brother Henry was not hurt. The Richards now seem to be accepting their place in Boston history, perhaps reluctantly. Originally, it was not the family's idea to name the park after Martin, but Bill Richard says after time has passed, he's warming to.
It's been quite a journey and certainly a process, and it's because of how everything happened, it's a little uncomfortable, but why not Martin would be my response. You know, why not name a park for Martin? It's because of him and the work we're doing that we're able to create such a wonderful space. So why not Martin?
Bill Richards' eyes, a father's eyes, seem to sparkle when he's talking about what's ahead. And it's humbling to consider that after all this family has endured, their mission is to give something back to Boston, giving the city a place where lots more sweet, smiling, sometimes toothless children can just be kids. Martin's Park, for Martin Richard, on the Boston Seaport waterfront, is scheduled to open in 2018. WBUR's Yasmin Emmer produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.